Have you ever had a teacher with literally no common sense? I was in Ms. Blake's chemistry class when the fire alarm started blaring. Everyone immediately stood up and headed for the door like we'd been taught since kindergarten. But Ms. Blake jumped in front of the door and blocked it with her arms. Sit down right now. This is clearly just another fire drill. I'm not letting you miss my lesson because some administrator decided to test the alarm system. My friend Josh raised his hand. But miss, we're supposed to evacuate when we hear the alarm. That's the rule. Ms. Blake crossed her arms and glared at him. The only rule that matters in my classroom is what I say. Anyone who leaves will get detention for the rest of the week. The alarm kept going. It wasn't stopping like the drills usually did. Most of us sat back down because nobody wanted detention, but something felt wrong. The alarm had been going for like 3 minutes straight now, and usually the drills only lasted 30 seconds. Then I noticed it. A weird smell coming through the air vents. It smelled like burnt plastic mixed with smoke. My stomach dropped. This wasn't a drill. I pulled out my phone and texted my older sister Emma, who was in calculus down the hall. Is this a real fire? She texted back immediately. Yes, kitchen caught fire. We're all outside. Where are you? My heart started pounding. I showed the text to my desk partner, Katie. Her eyes went wide. She whispered to the kid behind her, and soon half the class was looking at my phone. Ms. Blake, Katie said, we need to leave. It's a real fire. Ms. Blake rolled her eyes. Nice try. I'm not falling for some fake text message. Phones away. The smoke smell was getting stronger. I could see other kids in the hallway through the door window running toward the exits. Teachers were rushing past our classroom looking panicked. That's when Josh stood up. I'm leaving. This is stupid. Sit down or you're suspended, Ms. Blake yelled. But Josh didn't sit down. He walked straight to the door. You can suspend me if we don't die today. And that's when everyone lost it. Half the class jumped up and rushed the door. Ms. Blake tried to grab Josh's backpack, but he yanked it away from her. Move! He shouted. We all pushed past her and ran into the hallway. The smoke was way thicker out there. You could barely see the exit signs through the haze. Other classrooms were empty. We were literally the last people in the building. We ran down the stairs two at a time. Josh was in front leading everyone. By the time we got outside, the fire trucks were already there. Thick black smoke was pouring out of the cafeteria windows. The principal, Mr. Davis, was doing headcount when he saw us. Where have you been? We've been looking for you. Ms. Blake wouldn't let us leave, Josh panted. Mr. Davis's face went red. What do you mean she wouldn't let you leave? We all started talking at once, explaining what happened. Mr. Davis looked like he was going to explode. He got on his radio and called for someone to find Ms. Blake. Turns out, she was still in the classroom. When the security guard finally got to her, she was sitting at her desk grading papers like nothing was happening. The smoke had gotten so thick on the second floor that they had to bring her out with oxygen. The fire chief later told us we got out just in time. The ceiling tiles in that hallway collapsed like 2 minutes after we ran through it. If we'd stayed in that room any longer, we could have been trapped. Ms. Blake tried to defend herself to the school board. She claimed she was just following her teaching guidelines about not disrupting class time. But the fire chief testified that her actions put 23 students in serious danger. She was fired immediately and banned from teaching in our district.